Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today we're talking about price increases. More specifically, communicating price increases to the customer. Now, this is for a lot of salespeople, it's always a bit of a difficult issue because customers put his faith in you. At some point he or she has decided to buy something at a certain price, and you've been selling it to him for a while, and there is an expectation there's a precedent set, and now you're going to have to go in and inform the customer that his price is going up. And that's kind of dicey for a lot of salespeople. Let's just stop a minute and think about it. Prices do go up, and keep this in mind. Prices go up in almost every category pretty regularly. Look at healthcare prices going up 10 or 15% a year. Just look at the price of automobiles, and almost everything except for some high-tech technology. Almost everything goes up on a pretty regular basis. So the fact that your product has gone up in price is not an unusual thing. As a matter of fact, it kind of fits into the realm of what's naturally expected. The other thing to keep in mind is the reason you're increasing the price probably is not that you want to make more money and your company wants to make more money. That's probably not the reason you're bringing in a price increase. Probably the reason you're bringing in a price increase is that somewhere along the line your costs have gone up and you just can't afford to sell at the price you used to sell because your costs are higher. So you're passing on, almost always you're passing on an increase of some kind from one of your vendors or suppliers or something like that. So that's the reason for the price increase. Now, do you know the biggest issue for most salespeople? What's the reason why price increases are dicey, a little tentative for most salespeople? You know what it is? It's you. It's your attitude and your mindset, because when you feel tentative, when you feel a little embarrassed, when you feel a little sheepish about bringing in a price increase, a customer reads that. It's really, really difficult to be confident when you have those kinds of thoughts and feelings about the increase. And your customer reads it and then responds appropriately, and typically that means he's going to push back. So a lot of the difficulty in communicating price increases really is something that you can deal with in your head as you come to the realization that the price increase is pretty common. It's warranted. It's You're not out of line. The customer should expect it, because prices go up all over the place. This is not a one-off event. The customer should be accustomed to dealing with this, and what you're doing is just bringing in the news that, of course, prices are going up, and this time it's going up on this product or this set of products and this amount. So it's really a matter. The first thing to communicate price increases effectively has to do with you getting your head on straight. Get yourself to a place mentally where the price increase seems normal and common and just expected. When you're there mentally, then you can communicate the price increase with confidence, and that goes a long way to reduce the amount of pushback from the customer. Well, we can go on and on, but that's all I'm going to talk about today, just for you to get your head on straight as we think about price increases. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.